Longeth after you. You alone art my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Now, those are wonderful words that the poet put down there. Now, for just our little thought, we'll speak on the processes of a river. Or rather, let me put it this way, the processes of the river. If you have noticed, I've changed A to there. Because A is an indefinite article. And there is a definite article. Because when you say there, you are sure and particular about something that you are talking about. A, you are doubting. Therefore, I'm saying the processes of the river. Now, let's just see, get back to Amos, the fifth chapter. And then I'll start from 21st verse. So that we can get the context there. I hate and despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though you offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy voice. Now, the 24th verse is what we read. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Right, so what do we find in a stream? It's water. Right? So now, here is talking of a mighty stream. So he's talking about water. So you cannot detach a stream from water. Because a stream carries water. And then we notice here that when I have to give a definition for the word river, is a natural flowing water course to the ocean. That's what we call the river. All right, now let's go to the book of Revelation, the fourth chapter. And then we read from verse 1 to 6. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I'll show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like jasper and sardine, sardine stone, and there was a rainbow around about the throne, in sight like unto emerald. And round about the throne were 24 elders. I'll read that again. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Now let's pay attention to the 6th verse. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. Now, what is in the sea? I won't answer that question. You have to answer it. What do we find in the sea? Wait, Brother Mansa, where is Intalisha? Oh, good. Intalisha, what do we find in the sea? Okay, good. Yeah, we find fish. Terry? A lot of creatures. Honest, can you quickly answer that question? What do we find in the sea? The boy has just laughed and said, this man is asking me a simple question. Yes. Okay. Brother Robert Kashala, yes, what do we find in the sea? Okay, that's what I wanted. Water. That's what you find in the sea, water. Now, we as children of God, we understand that the book of Revelation is a love letter to the bride. Are we the bride of Jesus Christ? Amen. Okay, now, this is a love letter to the bride. And so the book of Revelation is written in symbols. You know, if you took this scripture and gave it to a person like these others in the nominal churches, I used to go to Seventh-day Adventists. I could paint a big, about this, I would look at all those kind of things. My imaginations were completely different. Now, here, according to prophetic revelation, we understand that the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. Maybe you might be thinking there was water flowing like that, right? But we are told that represents who? It represents the bride of Jesus Christ. Look at how what it means. Completely different from what the nominal churches can believe. So we notice that one or the other, I'm trying to bring to your attention that water can mean people. Water can mean people. We have this water, yes. But again, there are another symbol that we can understand that water represents people. So now, let me just pick up the pace. Can you allow me to do that, Brother Jesse? Yeah, I believe one time Brother Gunn was preaching as well. He said, Pastor Peter, can you tell now your interpreter to hurry? Eh? So now today I'm not on Zoom. I can tell you directly that you hurry now. Let's hurry, yes. Because we are people without us of Zeb time. Right. Now, the water here is representing people. And now, if you notice the processes of the river, it is something that we can take from the river and type it out into the people. So, the river has got processes. And those processes can be likened to us human beings. Now, in this, allow me, I'll be looking at the believers and the non-believers. So now, since we have established that the river contains water, and water, we understand that it is the natural life that sustains us, and we have understand that water represents a sea of people who are either saints and another group that can be not believers. So now, the one that we are seeing here in the book of Revelation chapter 4 verse 6, it is representing the raptured saints. Now, water is drawn from a river, and the river has got these processes that are outlined shortly. The river has got first process, what we call the upper stage. Then we have got the middle stage. Then the lower stage. Now we are saying now geographically, let's go into geography. Because who is greater between geography and God? It's God. So let's not be afraid. Because we have said geography, then he said, no, he wants to. No, God is greater than geography. So we understand there is an upper course, or rather upper stage of a river. Then there's a middle stage of a river. Then there's a lower stage or course of the river. Have you seen how God has done this? That punches right on the nose. Because we understand that every believer runs in threes. So the three perfect number is coming out here as a proper witness. Now, we notice that every source of a river, it starts from some kind of a hilly place or a mountain place. I'll take an example of Zambezi River. We are Zambians. Brother, let me ask you this question, brothers and sisters here. Me, I'm happy. Me, I am very happy to be here and to see you. Are you happy? Try to be smiling. I don't think happiness means to be serious. I don't know. All right, let's try to be smiling, because by so doing, you even be encouraging me. So now, we understand that we have the Zambezi River in Zambia. And we know that the source of Zambezi River starts from somewhere in northwestern province. And it has got is a source whereby sin a mountain place. Where is the source of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ? Where is the source of the bride of Jesus Christ? It starts from Calvary Mountain. Do you understand that? The bride of Jesus Christ has got its foundation and source from the Calvary there. The river has got its source from the mountain place there. And you notice that when Christ was being crucified on the cross of Calvary, there were no a lot of people that were gathered there. It wasn't like a funeral that we see like Dr. Kaunda, it happened. There were very few people there. So we know that even us as believers, our source
does not start from the great malls or whatever buildings that are there. We, even with the prospects for the future, looks to be so simple. Some people even wonder, are they going anywhere? Do they know where they're going? But now you notice that Christ, when he was dying, the real people that were supposed to be glorifying him were actually the people that were ridiculing him. Could even say, now come out the cross and what? Now, when something is starting without much prospects for the future, many people just there and maybe shake their heads in disapproval and start wondering what will happen next. I believe when you look at the Zambezi River where it starts from, you cannot think it's a river that is as big as this. You cannot think it could be a river that the Zambian name will come from. But there it is. When you look at the bride of Jesus Christ, her source, so simple. But here we are today. And you see that as the river is flowing, there will be, it will be steep. You know, it's coming from the mountain. As it's flowing there, it will be so steep. But understand one thing. That precious fountain, where it's coming from, shall never lose its power. Hallelujah. It shall never lose its power. It will continue flowing. And this is flowing in simplicity. It will continue going, taking all the leaves and everything there. And that is going to be going at a speed. That's how it starts. How? With that steepness, it will start going as a river. So now, we understand that there has to be vertical disposition. And now, what do we understand by vertical disposition? It's where the river, when it's flowing, is digging its own riverbed. Have you ever seen somebody go somewhere and say, the river will pass here, so let's continue digging. Let's dig at least it should go 2 meters deep so that the water can be like that? No! It doesn't happen like that. The river digs its own river. The water digs its own river. It determines the depth. Let me stop here and say this, Pastor Piri. Maybe to the congregation. One time we were baptizing a precious brother. A long time ago, I'm sure it must have been in the late 90s. Now, you know, one thing that we need to be careful as people that baptize as preachers is when you are baptizing a person in a river that you don't know. Then you are walking as though you are not wise. You think just because where you're stepping is still shallow, maybe you think it's there to be shallow. The river, you have to be very careful. Just there, when you go, you find that the next step, you go down. And another step, you go down. Now, by then I was a young man. Now this man, you know, trying to show me, he was a brother in Christ. I can call him a man because of he has gone in a different path. Now, you see, when he was going to the river, he took it for granted that it is just shallow. And then he was trying to push that candidate he was going to baptize. No, go ahead, go ahead. No, you cannot stop there. Let's go a little bit deeper. What happened, Pastor, was very embarrassing because where he stood, he didn't know that just a step behind it was so deep. So now as he was taking the candidate to immerse him in water, then he trying to balance. So he had to take a position properly. My brothers and sisters, what happened there was almost a circus. I was at the river bank there singing. We're just the three of us. Then him was baptizing the brother. After we had preached to him, and actually the repentance that I saw that day wasn't proper repentance because it was no. You know, it started wrongly. That's why it ended wrongly. The brother was, we wasn't even given a chance to say whether he can take that step. It was just, no, this is a demon. You cannot allow when we preach to you, you are trying to die. Let's just go to the river. That kind of, baptism, that's what it was. Now me being young, I say, is this the way it's done anyway? Because the Bible says those that wanted to baptize and said, what can we do? But this man, it's like he's forcing. So he was just taken there. And now what happened there was both of them started baptizing each other. In the water now, I just see legs there now. I said, God, what do I do here? People are drowning, they are dying there. So you have to be careful in the waters. Because the river dictates, the water dictates how deep this river will be. As we don't understand, no. That's why, even us as the bride of Jesus Christ, the depth of the word that you believe in this church is not determined by these people's side. It is determined by what is being ministered here. That's right. Because we are supposed to learn the deep things of God. So who determines that? It's not the people outside there. But it's us as the waters in this fellowship. We will determine how deep we are. That's why I'm looking for that church. I'm looking for that bride of Jesus Christ. Where if somebody preaches the nonsense, you can simply say, sir, you're wasting our time. Take your seat there. We don't have the time for all those nonsense that you are telling us. We need to reach that stage as believers. We cannot just always be saying amen to something that is wrong. You know, those things in Berea were noble because when the word was being preached, they were seeing where the word was going. That's why I believe, my brothers, let's not come to church to doze. Let's not come to church to think of other things. Let's not come to church to think about the cabbage that you're going to eat. Let's not come here to start thinking of the suffering. Come here to hear the word of God. That's what will position you. That's how deep you'll be. Let me tell you, if a foundation is not sunk of this church, do you know what will happen? The water, when it starts coming and the rains are falling, it will be eroding the soil. Before you know it, your church will be on the surface. And when the church is on the surface, you know what can happen. So that's why you dig so that it goes deeper. To protect it from erosion. So that it can be firm. So even God wants his children to be entrenched in his way. So that when the word is being preached, whether the winds can come and shake you, you remain standing as a child of God. That's what God desires here. That's what God desires in Kapiri. And that's what God desires the world over. For the believers that are called to the way. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
So now we understand that the river determines, the water determines the depth of the river. Now, let's go on. Now, we understand that in this stage, where we are saying the upper stage, there is a youthful stage. The river is still young. You know, one time I was going somewhere, and I thought I was walking very fast. Now I came a boy like Intaralisha. You know, I was able to tell the footsteps behind. And me, if I had a speedometer there, I must have gone to beyond 200 kilometers per hour walking. Now, these footsteps that were coming behind, I was there. But the step that I'm taking, I don't expect somebody to overtake me. So I didn't know, he won't overtake me. So I increased the pace. But this one, he just, could you imagine you have increased the pace? Then somebody overtakes you. I was very discouraged. Then God just whispers to me and he says, no, you are no longer the way you were. You are no longer a youth. Allow the youth to pass like that. Otherwise, if you want to overspeed, You can just cause the engine to knock. Until I just had to walk at my pace. Now, when you are a youth, you are energetic. When you are a youth, your face is smooth. When you are a youth, everything looks to be perfect. You can run, you can jump and do all those kind of things. When you are a youth. Now when you start growing older, there are certain things that starts now getting to this other end. That's why let me stop here and say this. My brothers, us who are married, in this fellowship, let's enjoy our wives. Let's love our wives as youthful as we enjoyed them when we just got married. I want to see one of these days. No, maybe it cannot be possible for me to see. But I think God will be impressed to see Brother Mwanza one time when Sister Mwanza comes home. Then he just pronounces. Now, the sisters, or whether you have got sisters or young brothers, don't go and tell your mother when Brother Mwanza says it. No, because he heard it, the pastor said it. Keep it a secret. All right? I'm saying this because Sister Mwanza is not here. Brother Mwanza, what you can do now, the moment you come back, just stand. And then, you look as young, as beautiful as just the day I married you. You will see how the wife, your sister will behave. I heard one pastor, Pastor Philip, preaching somewhere. He was telling the wife that some of the women that we have married, like my wife, today they just look like wounded buffaloes. How do you tell your wife in a congregation like that? I believe that killed the spirit of the wife. But what is cardinal, Brother Nzima? Is for you to tell your wife, my wife, you look as beautiful as the day I just married you. That's what is better.
Amen.
And you wives, when you see your husband busy checking in the mirror, you see, us men, we are not good at mirrors. I don't know my colleagues, but me, I'm not good at a mirror. Because if there's anything that discourages me, it's a mirror. Sometimes you tell, is it really the way I look? See that? So when you see your husband so much wasting time on a mirror, go and encourage. It's okay, you are still okay. And you will be delighted. Not where he's been checking in the mirror. They say, yeah, it's true, even your wrinkles on the face. I don't know, what can you do about it? No, even your head is becoming like this. No, you are not walking like that. When the husband is leaving home, he's still discouraged. You even see him walking as though he has got four legs and yet he has got two legs. Now, in this stage, the river is still youthful. And therefore, the erosion is so massive. As it is coming out, as the water is flowing. When we just believed, as blessed believers, we were on fire preaching. We could preach to anyone. We were so vibrant. Why? Because we were still using the stage. And that's where we carried leaves and everything. That's why some of us, some of the people that started with Pastor Peter in this fellowship, maybe some are not here. Some are gone. As we shall see in our teaching anyway. Let me quickly rush and see how the Lord, other things the Lord will be revealing them to us as we proceed. So now, we notice that the flow is very fast. Underward aspect, when the river is in its upper stage, it is youthful, and the water flow has got a lot of velocity. Remember, it's coming from a mountainous area. So as it is going, it's even digging its river as it is going there. So that's why I don't believe the rapture won't be based upon your brother or sister. The rapture will be based upon yourself. That's why singing today, in the fellowship, we don't need to see another person first of all sing. That's when you can sing. Don't worry about how your neighbor is. Don't worry about how your precious sister or precious brother is sitting. Worry about yourself. I can tell you if somebody had to come and said, no, God just says no, he wants to take one to go to heaven. I don't think I can say no. Maybe this time you can take Pastor Peter, amen. That's where the struggle can be. No, you see, brother, I'm coming from Kapiri, and you, at least you have even got to this church. You can see what you can do. That's what I can say. Because going to heaven is a matter of now. Come bring and say, no, I have to go, it's me first. You cannot say, no, go first, I'll remain. Going to heaven, no. That's why when something is chasing you, the natural instinct, it kicks in. You know when a vicious dog is after us, then I'm with Brother Nzima, and I see that he's running, it's me who's in danger. What will I do to him? I'll hold him. I won't just hold him. I'll pull him back so that the dog can fall on him, then on me. Now in the church, brothers and sisters, it's like you want to push your friend in front. No. Take your position. Come here happy and rejoice in the Lord. That's what God wants here. Right, so let's move. Then the second stage. In this stage, we find it's the middle stage. In this middle stage, the river now starts becoming gradual. The gradient, the flow like this, at least it becomes a little bit gentle. Remember, it started like that. Then it starts now becoming gentle. Now remember, we are talking of two things here. I hope you have a spiritual mind to be catching this. I'm comparing the water and the church so that I can see how we can blend in quickly, being creatures of time, so that we can attend to other matters according to the grace that God is going to give us. So now, in this stage, the river becomes gentle in its gradient. And that's where we see the lateral disposition. Lateral. We're now widening. First of all, it digs deeper. Then it starts now widening. Look at how God has created this. Even in the fellowship, when you have started just a fellowship, God will move upon a minister. God will move upon the pastor. That we cannot just be like this. That is what is happening in Ufunza. Is lateral disposition. Where now you are trying to widen the catchment area for the water. Now we are talking of the water being the sense of the living God. So the catchment area has to be widened. So the river won't just remain narrow. It has to widen a little bit so that in there others can come in. Let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, Pastor Piri, don't worry who can ever say can leave, whoever can leave this fellowship. Don't worry about who can go. But we are not here to chase you. We are here to say you are most welcome. But as long as you stay by the word of God. Let me just be categorical here. The church of the living God should flow in righteousness. This church is not a church where we should be flowing in unrighteousness. And this church, this is where we are supposed to be seeing right judgment. That says the scripture that we read in Amos. Let judgment flow like the water. And righteousness like that. You will never see. Never ever can you see a river where the waters, some are going this side, some are going this side, some are crossing this side. You never see that. But if the water can behave better than that, what more with us believers?
It's among the believers. That's why somebody can be thinking like that. Somebody can be going this way. What we need, my brothers, just like this, our pastor was here telling us about the progress that is supposed to happen in Ufunsa. So what do? We are supposed to flow in the same direction. Not whereby some people are flowing in a different direction. You are trying to derail the whole process. Even the vehicle, I've seen the automobiles parked behind here. When the vehicle is moving, then all of a sudden you're driving, then it's called to reverse. I think then you'll be saying, it's either my mind is not working properly, or something is very wrong with my vehicle. Because when the vehicle has to go forward, even these machines can tell us. But it's only us human beings that have got the tendency. Others are pulling in front, others are pulling backwards. One is going this other side, the other one is going this other side. No, the church was supposed to flow in the same direction at the time where the wind can come and cause that to and fro. The church was supposed to remain buoyant and continue going. Yes, the battle can rage on. Problems will arise. Things can come in and disturb us. But we are supposed to be a sea of believers, a sea of children of God that has got a direction where they are going. That's what Amos is telling us. Now, in this stage, you find that the river is in the middle stage and lateral disposition becomes so much and erosion and transportation continues. That's where if you get a leaf, throw it there, the leaf can start going with the river. And you get maybe a tropical, as we have grown up in the village. So what I'm talking about are realities. So maybe a tropical, you say, it's going nice, let me throw in mine as well. Because those tropicals cannot sink, eh? You even see it going with the river. There were times that you could even follow me in alongside. No, you even start making sports there. No, yours has been left behind. No, it's mine like that. The river will continue carrying like that. In this middle stage. That's why I believe, as long as the church is in its middle stage, God to an extent can tolerate your sin. God to an extent can tolerate your iniquities. God sometimes can tolerate you for what you are doing. God can tolerate your adultery. God can tolerate your fornication. But let me tell you, there will be a time that God cannot tolerate that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this all we can tell from the river. A river can carry certain things at a particular time. And it can continue just like that. Tolerating, okay, tropical, let's go. It's just going like that. Right? But now, let me quickly move into now the other stage. Okay, hold your thought first of all. It is at this stage. That's where the river even forms meanders. Me, Pastor Piri, let me say this publicly here. I'm a kind of a minister that I've made a lot of mistakes in preaching of this word. But one thing that I'm grateful to God, I never hesitated when I saw that I've made a mistake to go and apologize. I never ever made a mistake to see that what I've preached is a heresy and God will hold me accountable to go back to the people and apologize and make it right. So now, we see that there are times that you can meander. The river starts meandering and in the process even forms some oxbolics. Very good, brother. You have done it well. And again, you can see that the river will be forming cliffs. It's in its middle stage. You will see it going like that. Right? So this is in this stage.
And now, in there, Stephen starts now creating the, what you call the floodplain. You cannot just be going. You cannot just be going. Then you just going, oh, there's a river here. No, there has to be some sign. When the river is in its middle stage, it creates the floodplain. When you're approaching it, you even know that I'm approaching a river. So should the church be. The church, you cannot suddenly just come and say church. There has to be an environment that is created around the sea of brothers and sisters. So that when you enter there, you can feel that you are part of the fellowship. So that you can feel that you are made as the children of God. If you came home, where we reside in Kapiri, the environment that is in our home, my wife and myself, it will determine your behavior. If you find that my wife, she's annoyed, I'm as well bitter, it will be very difficult for you as a stranger to be happy. You will determine the environment. Even in this fellowship, we determine the environment. If we become friendly, if we are zealous, we don't come late, even the people that come with us, they will learn to do that. But if us as brothers and sisters, we are the ones that are coming at 11 hours, we are the ones that are coming when the service is ending, the visitor, she's seated there, the visitor is seated there, waiting for us, the owners of the fellowship, then we are not doing good. We need to improve. I've told my brothers and sisters in Kapiri that we'll go by time. If you have got the tendency of coming late, we'll be meeting along the way. So that you can go to whomsoever to arrest coming late. So I believe we should understand these things. Our environment will determine those people that are coming. Are we together, brothers? Are we praying together? Are we happy with the message? Let's be happy so that we can see that it doesn't take time. Let's move into the third stage. Now this transportation continues. Right, now the lower course, which we can call out the lower stage. Remember, I've covered upper stage, then I've come to the middle stage. How many are those? Where's Ndaraja? Ndaraja, how many? Oh, is there. Ndaraja, how many stages have I covered? Two. I know you were trying to wonder whether you are saying the right thing. Terry, how many stages have I covered? How many stages have I covered? Two. Okay, two. Why? Me, that's how I preach, Pastor Billy. You bear with me. I want to engage even children. They are not just supposed to be seen. I want to engage children at their level. Because sometimes they remind us, no, Daddy said this. You go home, you start, because you dozed at that time, you start lying. You see, then the child will come and say, no, 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 he didn't say that, he said this, mommy. Me, my children, they do that. No, mommy, Daddy didn't say that, he said this. Then I'll just turn to my wife, that, darling, don't be dozing, the message is going. No, don't tell me that in the presence of children. You know, there are those things that happen. Right, now we have covered two. So, answer with me. I'm happy to see our mother there. May God bless you, our mother. And then I've spotted our mother there. She's there. You know, with these masks sometimes, anyway. I've spotted you. God bless you. And it's good you're still holding on. I'm very happy to see you. That is our mother where Pastor Peter, when he started, that's the home we could visit. So yesterday when I was coming in a minibus, I said, now where Pastor Peter has shifted, it's very complicated. When he was in Butendere, it was all straightforward. So you see what happened yesterday, actually, I boarded a minibus. I was expecting that they would be saying, no, utafika paso, wamene wase ruka. Utafika paso, wamene wase ruka. Now, the conductor, in fact, disembarked from somewhere there. Then in the process, there was a man sitting in the corner who couldn't remove the money. I don't know what happened to the money. So there was that commotion in the minibus. They were chosen drama, chan chan, yeah. You know, we are not used to such things in Kapiri. Now, to me, it was very strange. So people, you can get annoyed.
over 10 kwacha, just like that. Anyway, 10 kwacha, there's a lot of... Now, there was a lot of confusion going on in the bus there. So now, the conductor disembarked. It's just somewhere there. I don't even know the place where he disembarked. Then I said, now whom do I ask? People in this minibus seem to be very arrogant. And now, you know, when you're coming for a remote area like Kapiri, we try to be careful that they should know that you are a visitor. So now that thought said, if I start asking where this place, they will know that I'm a visitor. So maybe they might attack me, it's late. And in Lusaka, we are told they are fluffy boys, they are junkies. And maybe who knows this, there could be a junkie here. Now, what do I do? Precious brothers and sisters, the minibus was cruising. Now, I said, let me just brave it out. This one, it doesn't seem to be very annoyed. Because that is the one who even got a 10 kwacha to pay for that man who couldn't pay. He said, I think there is a space of being a child of God in this one. And in the name of Jesus Christ, let me approach him. I even whispered a short prayer and tapped his shoulder. He said, sorry, boss, for touching your shoulder, actually. I'm asking, Avik, I don't know. Avik, where is, are we past you? In fact, Avik is just there, we have just bypassed. And before the minibus even stopped. Yes, we have bypassed, yes. Then that driver was very arrogant. If I can know the minibus, that one, I will never board it again. What does he say? Who is that foolish person who doesn't even know where he's going at night? I was finished with my orange bag. And now people have known that I don't know where I'm going. Now I just ask, now you have said a pity. In fact, Nyanja, I know it, but that day, at evening, I missed it. If I imagine somebody saying it, a pity, then I'm asking, is it this side or this side? You see how foolish that was, huh? And as I was walking, I even said, I think that was a foolish question. Because repeatedly, it seems the point is here, you have gone beyond. Now, you turn around and ask, repeatedly, new for new. Anyway, that's how we moved. My mother, God bless you. So now, let's go to the lower stage. In this, those projects have been formed. Flood plains are there. But the river continues. Remember, as you are going, there will be people who will be there who will be able to testify that Brother Nzima, that one is a precious, it's a precious child of God. There will be people who testify that Pastor Piri is also on the way. There will be people who will be saying, Pastor Chafura, we have never seen that. Because those are the things that have been formed in your process as a sea of believers. There are people back there, though they cannot be with you here, that appreciate what you have done to them. You understand that, Brother Sirum? There are people there that are appreciating you. Do you appreciate that, Brother Mark? That's Brother Mark, right? Yes. There are people, brother, that appreciate you. There are times that the devil can think no one loves you. But let me tell you one thing. If the devil tells you that no one loves me, tell him that Brother Kephas loved me. Because me, I don't hate anyone here. I love everyone here. But more importantly, God loves you. He loves you more than you can even think. He will love you in life, and he will love you in death. But what is the condition? Follow his word. You follow his word, and God will continue embracing you. So now, in this lower stage, we find that the river, or the water in that river, its target is to hit the estuary. It has to reach the estuary. We call it in geography estuary, which you call the mouth of the river. Where the river, that's what it will target it. Now, remember in the middle stage, it could have carried all those leaves and what? But in the lower stage, all those things are out.
They are deposited on the river banks. And now it will even deepen. It will even create a boundary. Nobody comes to the Lord unless the Lord has called him. For now that river will now not tolerate any nonsense. It will be just like in the time of the apostles. Am I being too fast for the interpreter? Just help me. Maybe I'm being too fast for him. Am I okay? God bless you. God bless you. Now, there it will be like the time of the apostles. Where the apostles, the believers would say what they had, and they held back their money, sat down with their wife, Ananias and Sapphira. No, here we cannot give everything. This boy needs school fees. Though we are told by the current government that there will be free education, but that time I'm sure there was some education that they needed to pay for. Right? Now, here they need fees. We need to attend to these bills. We need to do all those kind of things. So just get this part and take this other part. Upon entering, Ananias, I believe why Peter was able to spot that Ananias was lying. The confidence. I think Ananias looked to be, he wasn't confident. You know when you are lying. Can you imagine I go to Pastor Piri and say, no, I'm a white man. Pastor Piri, first of all, you look at me and say, in which context does he say that? Then I'll go ahead and say, can't you see my skin is light? I think it won't make sense. He will look at me with staring eyes. Because a lie, you can easily tell. And somebody who's telling the truth, you can easily tell. Do you know where I tell that somebody is lying? When you say a lot of things, you start explaining a lot of things. That's why in education psychology we say, there is no answer that is wrong. There are only wrong and the right answers. The answer that is wrong, you confuse a person in answering. No, where are you coming from, brother? Gave us, no, I went, I quoted a vehicle, then I disembanked it, I did this, it was a blue one. No. Now, but the question was, where are you coming from? See that? So now, what we are saying here, that the river now builds its own boundary. All the leaves that it had carried out. So we find in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, everything is out. That's why Ananias and Sapphira, we know what happened to them. We know what happened to them. You cannot even deal on that. So now, in this process, the main work of the river, the main work of the water, is dispositioning. And then there you cannot tell whether the water is flowing or whether the water is stationary. It will just be like that. Now, when the waters are so still, then just know that that point is very deep. So, the way you are as a fellowship today, as I speak to you on the 3rd of October 2021, this is around 11:40. I can tell that you are deep. Because you look very still. You look firm. You know, some of us, we have got a challenge. When you're preaching to a congregation, they're always amening, amening, someone even lifting chairs and doing all those kind of things. Then you would wonder, what time are they spending to listen to what I'm saying? No, you go to hell, amen. But are we together here? No, I asked one time when I was preaching that, how many of you, you could have known that this kind of wife I'm marrying, she'll be giving me problems. If you knew that this wife would give me problems, how many could have married that kind of a wife? Then because people don't think, they were very quick. Starting from the out of that church. It was in Impongo. It wasn't a message church. It was just, I was invited to go and preach there. Then they were quick to answer, even the elder of the church. I couldn't have married her. And the wife was there. What is he trying to say? So that's what happens when the church cannot have time to listen. So I thank you so much because you are good to church, because you are listening now. You are hearing now. You are understanding now what the Spirit is saying to the church. So keep up with that spirit. Now we notice the main work is disposition. Now let me round it now like this. This was the inspiration that I've never preached this message in Kapiri. I've never preached it anywhere, just here. So I believe if God leads me, I will even preach it in Kapiri. Now, look at this. After these three stages, then comes in a fourth stage. The fourth stage kicks in. After the third stage. Now, if you look at the book of Revelation, it is come up with that. And again, if you go to Brother Branham, he's telling us that in the fourth seal, the church must be gone. And we are told that in the number four, is the number of redemption. Everything is running according to the numerics of the Bible. Now what kicks in on the fourth stage of the river? Brother, honest, we call it as the river rejuvenation. Who can interpret? That is the proper interpretation, huh? River rejuvenation. God bless you, brother. Number, apo mchume watu wajati, umumana, walu kaka lumendo, nangwaka kashana. That's river rejuvenation. Now, what are we trying to learn here? We are being told that in the rapture, there will never be old people. God is not coming to rapture an old church. God is not coming to rapture a church that is lame. God is not coming to take a church. Who wear glasses like this? These eyes that you have seen. It is the grace of God that I'm even able to see. Me, my mother and father divorced a long time ago. Me even calling somebody mother or father is very strange. I just grew up with my cousins, my uncle, and what some could even chase me from their houses. Some of us, we can testify to the keeping power of God. And God knew that God is going to give me mothers. God knew that I'm going to give him mothers, I'm going to give him fathers, I'm going to give him brothers, I'm going to give him sisters. So my brothers, if there's anything that you hate about me, please tell me so that I can do the right thing. Because you are the only people that I have that I can love. Do you understand that? You are the only people that I have that I can love. I cannot claim to love any other person. Because me is very foreign to call somebody a brother or mother or father. And as though that wasn't enough, my mother died a long time ago when I was very young. My father had gone wherever he went, and even him there where he'd gone, he died. Now just look at that. Now these eyes that you are seeing, that's why I'm wearing these glasses. I've never smoked before. When I say I've never smoked, I mean I've never smoked Daga, I've never smoked Peter or Kaponda, whatever they call it. Though maybe my lips can be dark, they have never tasted cigarettes. This tongue that you are seeing, I'm told the longest organ in the body is the tongue. It has never swallowed liquor. It has never swallowed kantobo. It has never swallowed kachasu. But it can swallow vatra. It can swallow Coca-Cola. Now, what I'm trying to say, why all those things have happened is not because I was so special. Could you just imagine your father and mother are not even there to correct you? But you are able to sail through that. It's the grace of God. Just the grace of God. These eyes have tested Daga. They have tested Daga. Daga. Yes, because they could take as medicine, put there, and put them in my eyes. That it can be healed. Because I used to have sores in these eyes. The cataracts could start developing. That was, I believe, the time before my mother died. I remember I was still young. So he could even tell me, now this is my only son. And surely he should become blind. Sugar was put in my eyes. Salt was put in my eyes. When you are sick, they will give you all sorts of medicine. Some could even come and tell me, imagine. People sometimes, let's have that grace, please, on other people. You go and tell somebody who's suffering with the eyes, and say, even this fire, that fire that is made out of firewood, is burning with that flame that is red. And then they say, if you look at this fire like that, your eyes can be cured. And even me, because I wanted to be cured, I went to the fire, and sat there and did this to the fire. The eyes just became worse. But miraculously, God healed me. From a certain point, if you could remember when I was coming to Osaka, I never used to wear this. I was still young and what? But now as I start growing old, you know, I had a challenge with my health some time back, and I thank you for the help that you gave me and the prayers that you really accorded to me. So now we notice that the optician told me that your eyes as well as a problem. So the more you strain them, you abuse them, so find the glasses at least to sustain them. Then that came in to say, oh, that problem. So now that's when I started looking for the glasses. You might think these glasses can be bought at the market. No. They are very expensive. They first of all charged me 12,000. Then I said, I think God, if it's to be blind, let me be blind. Where will I get the 12,000 from? Then other people came in, no, 6,000. I cannot manage. Then God had to use other people, other NGOs and what, and came, invited me to a certain workshop that they had, and said, no, with this one, you can just find a 600, 800, and you can pay. Then I started processing that I paid for this. So they are costing more than what you think. These. Very expensive just to sustain your eyesight. So you should be thanking God to be what you are. Well, you can be able to read without this, because these are very expensive. Right, so now let's continue. Maybe some of you might be thinking, yach pare, no, it's just for my eyes to be reading. Right, now, here we see, when the river is to be rejuvenated, these glasses will go away. And now, those that have got any problem, it will go away. When we are told in the rapture, it won't just be praying for demons. There will even be a time where you can pray for somebody who's was amputated, and the arm will grow out. Not only that, we shall grow young. I shall grow young. Where, when I'm walking, the handsomeness that my wife saw in me, that will become a reality. The beauty that your husband saw in you, my sister, it will become a reality. That's why us as husbands, we should be like Abraham, who don't look at how bad your wife has become. Maybe start telling your wife, no, you should even be walking properly. You're not walking properly. What property are you talking about? If your wife is walking, no, at least try to be walking like this. Like what? Better walk just the way she's supposed to walk. That's why today it appalls me, Pastor Peter, Pastor Chavura. As servants of God, me, I tend to wonder. There was one girl, maybe late in Kapiri. Then the way she was dressed, I was said, but this one, God help me, give me the courage, I'll just tell her. Why is it that you are pulling your skirt down like this? That's what I started telling her. When you knew that it is a short one, how can something that is short become long? Why didn't you just wear something that is long enough? Me, I thought I've hit it. At least they have scored. The way she looked at me, I just walked away. Because I knew what awaited me. Yeah, no, Kaid, you have asked me now, you have started going at it. No, that's actually, I just wanted to say, no, it's okay. We can continue the matter. I knew I was going to be finished that day. These colleagues of ours in the world, to tell them the truth, you can be finished. You, even the eyes, when you look at them, imagine at my age, I'm nearing 50. Now, can you just imagine where me sometimes I even feel shy. When they look at you, their eyes, they are more stronger than mine. At my age, feeling shy, at my age, it's not an easy undertaking. They have become so bold and courageous. So we just have to be careful. Right, now the river has to reach a point where it's rejuvenated. And that's what we are talking about. Now, the river processes can be likened to those of a believer, because a believer has got a source and there has to be a redemption in a believer. We understand the stages of a believer's redemption, and then the believer has to go to a point where he's supposed to be restored. And we understand that restoration is supposed to be there. Right. Now, God's intelligence and in his infinite wisdom lays in nature. Nature teaches us a lot of things. Now, let's be scripture here, because I have to back what I've said by the scripture now. Okay, Romans chapter 1. Allow me now to read a few scriptures to you, because I want to establish what I've taught on the word. Romans chapter 1 verse 18. I'll start from 18 and reach in the 20th verse. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God showed it unto them. Now listen to the 20th verse. For the invisible things of him, from the creation of the world, are clearly seen and being understood by things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. What is he trying to tell us? Nature teaches us. Nature teaches us. Right. I said I will be scripture. Now, is it strange? Now let's go into chemistry here now. What is stronger between chemistry and God? God. So now we are talking about God is greater than chemistry. Now, brother honest, water has got three stages. I'm not talking of the river, no. Just the water here. What were you taught at school? I believe, Pastor Peter, when I saw you on one of the photographs that you took when you were at UNSA, I think you should have been in the lab or something. I'm serious, such a question you can easily answer it. Water has got three stages. The first one is it? Solid. Solid? I knew you know it. Maybe my question was just ambiguous. Right. So water has got three stages, right? There is solid, liquid, and gas. Tell me, how is man made? We are a human being, isn't it? Are we? Yes, we are. We are, number one, soul, body, and spirit. So water and man are doing what? Matching. Which nature can be tied to that except water? That's why we represent a sea of glass. So when you read the book of Revelation, the fourth chapter, and the sixth verse, it is us. So water has got this. Solid, liquid, and gas. And you and me, you are seeing this body. And then there is a soul. And then there is a spirit. We understand those things. Now, we understand that water as well can cleanse itself. Now, there is
The fountain filled with blood.
Let's sing together.
And from and sin and sin and bene the flag hello so hallelujah lo so
the name of the Lord. If I plunge beneath the flood, I will lose all my guilty stains. Oh, what precious fountain it is.
If sins by faith I see that growing wounds are
this water that we are talking about in a river has got properties. Oh, it has properties. Now, I'll get into those properties later. Not only that, what brings electricity? We understand that there is this harnessing of energy, what they can call. But the major source we know is HEP. That when we touch on the wall, then you notice that something happened there. What brings out that? Water. By in Zambia, we have got so much hydroelectric power. Hydro is coming from water. So now, what is bringing the light to the world? All you saints of the world proclaim. Jesus, the light of the world. Now, if Jesus lives in you, if Jesus lives in me, I will become the light of the world. Those that were in darkness, the people that sat in darkness, have now seen the light. Now, we are the light of the world, and we are placed on the mountain. So we should live a life of being a light. And God help us to be like that. I'll come back to the properties. Now, believers are, we are the water we have established. But let me tell you this. In studying these things, you find what covers the world. So much, it's not land. Water is the one that has covered the world. About 70% of this world is water. Now, we understand. Let's leave the world. Maybe that could be another teaching. Let's come to ourselves. What makes up my body to be like that? What is half of 100? Brother Mark, what is half of 100? 50. Now, water is 65%. In my body. Just imagine. So three quarters of me is what? Have you seen how important water is? When I go to the clinic, Brother Chapula here is a medical personnel. I'm having problems. He won't encourage me to start drinking Coca-Cola, brother. Start drinking Frutola. Oh, this kind of drink where this person denies the others to sell. I was watching it on when we were coming in the bus, where he was selling. Then people say, no, I want this, I don't speak English, what, and then he turns, I've forgotten the name. All right, you want to tell me, what?
Ah, good. Protikani. There's that man there. Somebody wants to buy. He says, no. Sinema mbera chinyanji. But mukamba chinyanji. To me, I don't speak English. And then later he says, no. I cannot tell you why because of the protikani. No. You won't be told to say drink a lot of protikani. They will tell you to drink a lot of who? Because this may be these people that made this drink had an inspiration. That's why I think today I'll be drinking a lot of water. Because they even say that it's made for what? Made for life. It's true. This is made for life. So maybe let me drink to it. Alright, now we notice marriages as well. Marriages. It can be like a river. Now, we can talk about that maybe some other time. Because, let me say this, okay, or maybe that other time might not come. Let me just quickly zero it in like this. Like Pastor Peter had said earlier, by the way, let it be by the way. Right? So, by the way, say by the way because of what I want to say. Not that it is by the way. Exactly what he said, all right? Now, let me just say by the way. You know, that marriage has got three stages. Those that are yet not married, brother, honest, are you married? No, don't get married as soon as possible. Anyway, it's up to you. Anyway. We cannot say that. Right, now, it has got three stages. First, you meet as strangers. Me, when I got my wife and she came in my home, they changed as their husband and wife. But we were strangers. Because I had to learn my wife. And it was to learn me. You understand that? Then the second stage of marriage, you're supposed to be friends. When you become friends and you graduate, that's when you can become husband and wife, in case you don't know. Three stages of the river applies to the marriage. That's why certain marriages, they don't wait today. Because they want to jump from being strangers into husband and wife. Marriage, you're supposed to learn each other. You are supposed to understand each other. Do you know where I can tell that the marriage is successful? It's when I'm not at home. When somebody goes there, the way my wife will answer that person, and even if I'm communicated to, I answer the same thing. Not these marriages that we are seeing. If it's happening here, stop it! If it's happening here, and I underline the thinking, stop it! Where, when you have got problems at home, all you say as a wife, Kayaben, dear men, is a problem. In any mama uza, don't do that. You are supposed to support your husband in everything. Now, when the wife maybe goes, the only money you had in the home is the 50 kwacha. And she goes to buy some slippers. And then she buys rape and tomatoes and cooking oil in that packed one. This is what you put from a 50 kwacha. You are really a problem. No. Understand those things. That's what marriage is all about. It builds up strangers, friends, then husband and wife. Right. That, we can leave that part now. We quickly go back and finish this. Isaiah. The 12th chapter. Okay, Isaiah, the 12th chapter.
Isaiah chapter 12.
Right, let me read only one verse. The third verse. Okay, Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Now, here you can say that this water doesn't mean the water from the river. Wells of salvation. It means us. We are the ones that are saved. We are the ones that can say we are children of God. So we see this is associating to believers. Isaiah 55. Isaiah chapter 55. Then I will just read the first verse. The first verse, okay. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come here to the waters. And he that has no money, come here, buy and eat, yea, come buy wine and milk. Without money and without price. Can you go to buy, can you go to Vatra and say, give me water, because Isaiah is saying that without money or without price. We are talking of salvation here. We are talking about this fellowship here. Come to this river. Come to us as a sea. Without water or without money or without price. That's what we're talking about here. John chapter 4 verse 10. Let's connect that one to John chapter 4 verse 10. Bear with me. I'm trying to be a little bit fast because I've run out of time. Now I've come to understand that most of preachers sometimes we are too much in a hurry to complete our messages. So no, I don't know why. But God help us not to be like this. John chapter 4 verse 10. Right. It's 10, where are you? Okay, yeah, I can see you. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, who is telling you, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living waters. We are talking about now a true word that is imparted. Because you understand that one of these days, God has to wake out so that we can become the word. That's what God is trying to do. Just like Christ was. Remember, Christ will be our firstborn. He will be our firstborn brother. And all of us will be brothers and sisters. Below him, forming that echelon. So we should understand these things. Now, let's go to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, back and forth. Today we know our Bible. Jeremiah chapter 2. Verse 13. The Bible is saying, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out stands. Okay, I'll read that one again. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out broken cisterns that can hold no water. Those are denominations. And us, we are not a denomination. So we see waters are representing us believers. Okay, because there's a fountain as well of living waters. That means there's a fountain of dead waters. And it starts from the bottomless pit. As we start from the hills of glory, then they start from the bottomless pit. Though there is pomp and splendor, but they are a bottomless pit. They are a bottomless pit because they have got no foundation. Zechariah. The 14th chapter. Okay, verse 8. And it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out of Jerusalem, half of them towards the former sea, and half of them towards the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. We are talking of the same sea. Where will be the saints of the? Where will be the bride of Jesus Christ? In the millennium. In eternity. Jerusalem, that's where we'll be serving and living with our King. What privilege are there in the word of God? We might suffer now, we might be ridiculed now, but there are wonderful, precious gifts that await us. Luke, the 16th chapter. Right. You pick one, I've got just three or four to then we finish. Luke, the 16th chapter, and the 24th verse. The Bible is telling me this. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of the finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. There has to be a deeper meaning for that. This man was rich and he understood that there's no way somebody can carry water by just dipping. You know, even if my, the way Brother Piri is there, getting water from the tip of my finger from here, could you just, is it possible that I can carry water from here deep so that he drinks? It doesn't work like that. You know, we need to interpret the word of God nicely. There has to be a meaning to that. So yeah, the waters that are being talked about is not just this little water that you think. It's something deeper than what we are saying here. This rich man understood the consequences of his action. That's why he was screaming like that. He never screamed to Lazarus. He screamed to Abraham because he knew that Abraham was righteous. Now, because of the connection of Abraham to Lazarus, so he understood the only person who can tell him, the words that can cool him, the waters to flow from Abraham to him. Let me end it there because of time. John chapter 3, verse 5. John chapter 3, verse 5. We see that Jesus answered and said, "Very, very, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." This is not baptism. We are talking of something else deeper here. You understand that? This is something beyond what you might think. Let's not read the Bible as though we are reading a novel. We should ask the Spirit of God to be in us as we are reading. Right, now we see John chapter 5, verse 3 again. And there we are seeing something again. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, hot, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. This can be as well taken into typology, not stretching the scripture, but we understand that the water is supposed to move. The church of the living God is supposed to be moving. Just like the water moves, so we are supposed to be moving. Not the same things that I committed last year. I commit the same sins today. I will be very worried. If you're honest, the way he was 10 years ago, that's how he's appearing even today. It cannot be possible because we're supposed to be growing. We're supposed to be moving. Moving ahead in the Spirit. Luke, the 7th chapter, and the 38th verse. Luke chapter 7, verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. You cannot flow with water if you are not being into the river. Revelation, the 22nd chapter. Revelation chapter 22. Okay, like he has said, Chivumburu so 22. Okay, verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Let's skip to verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come," and let him that is athirst come. Now, we notice there, we are able to see that here the book of Revelation is winding up on wonderful things. The same that we started with there. Now, please, I said I'm winding up. Now I'm not winding, I'm stopping now. I said the properties of water, number one. Let me finish with this. Polarity. Yeah, I know words sometimes in English it's difficult to find them in vernacular. Polarity. Now to something that is polar is has to do with the poles. Now I want to explain it this way. Okay. Now when something has got polarity, it's something that have got two opposite tendencies. Meaning, when something wrong comes to you, you are able to know how to elude it, so that it's something good when it comes, you are able to accommodate it. What I'm trying to say is this. As believers, God has given us the ability, when what is wrong wants to attack us, how to repel that one and embrace what is good. That's why in the Garden of Eden, that's why in the Garden of Eden, we have got two trees, eh? The one of knowledge of good and evil. So now you should understand these two. The only thing that God has given to man that's very different is the perfect and permissive will. You know, what you choose, God can give me a 2,000 kwacha. But he won't come to me and say, now, Kephas, that I've given you this 2,000, go there, buy this. What do you want to buy? No, not that one. Go there. No, I won't do that. You give me something, but how I'll use that 2,000 is up to me. So now, if I'm able to say, I cannot use it this way, then I should use it in this right way, then my polarity is good. And the water has got that property. Don't joke with water. Water's got those properties. Maybe properties that can even maybe overtake us as human beings. Then the second part. Water is cohesive. There is cohesion. I'm now talking of the properties of water. Water is so as that cohesion. Cohesion. Cohesion simply means unity formation. In this fellowship, we need unity. We need that unity that shall form us together as a blend of wonderful people. Not only that. Water has got a property we call adhesion. Now, adhesion is that one where you can tie yourself together despite the abnormal situation. Your husband suffers. Your relatives have come. Just leave him. You have remained like just a skeleton. You are just a skeleton. You are suffering. Yeah, you would never have eaten ishima for I don't know how many days. You have never tasted even chicken before. And yet you want to hold on to this man. Then you continue and say, no, he's my husband. I will continue holding on to my husband. That is adhesion. And if you can find a woman who's like that, then later when you have got money, you disappoint such a woman. Then surely heaven will open and you can be struck and be cursed. But today, most women, you suffer even if the bag is on standby. He's waiting on the window. When you're coming, you're just coming like this. Yes, he's coming without a parcel. Gets a blouse, packs in the suitcase. I'll give him 2 days. You go to town, comes back with only a sugar cane. Takes another skate and the only bag he packs. The other day you go there, you just come with the people that are demanding money because you are owing money. And now at home there is a fire. No, today you are going to give me. Or else I'm going to get a stove. Or else I'm going to get a brazier. Or else I'm going to get this bag of minimum which were given by the church. Before long that person even grabs the bag of minimum. It has ended like this, I'm going. What happens to that woman? Just goes, dust the bag, see, wait. Let me go and visit my mother, I'll be coming. Not that kind of situation. We need adhesion. So even in the flock, whether the pastor is undergoing difficulties, whether the pastor is undergoing good times, whether he's undergoing bad times, as a fellowship there is supposed to be that adhesion. Just like the water has those properties. Not only that, water has got a high specific heat. It has got the highest boiling temperature. Meaning you can withstand pressure. And water can change in density due to temperature. So now, if you get these properties in your own free time and see how you can work them out, then you find that water definitely types out brothers and sisters. The river processes has got 3 main stages. The upper stage, the middle stage, the lower stage, then we have got the river rejuvenation. Because where are we going to? We came from eternity
we are going back into eternity. For in you are in us before the foundation of this world. There was one song that we used to sing so much in Kapiri. Sorry, Kapiri somehow reminds me that testimony that you gave one time, Pastor, where you were saying, Andrew, a huge man, and you are Chola carrying a bag, a Piri mountain. Something, I think you gave a testimony, something like that. Long time. Yeah, so now when I say Kapiri, sometimes I feel as though I'm demeaning your name. But I'm not like that. I don't know why. I'm just feeling that. Just wanted to make it clear. But it's the name of the town where I'm coming from. Okay? So in Kapiri, not a small Piri, no? But the big Kapiri town. We used to sing a song. Lesae ka chema wandi shaka kavile pe kumulekwe alitwala kumejia umi anondola 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 Yesu anondola 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 Yesu. Meaning, when you are going, you want to go this way. God tells you no, go this way. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He takes me into those green pastures. As a deer panted for the water. So the people desire the life that we have. But it's not given to them. It is given to us. We are never going. We are going and going. And you shall meet that river rejuvenation. May the good Lord bless you. Let's just sing this song before I hand over to the pastor. Lesae ka chema wandi shaka kali lese ekumulepe alisala kumetia bumi. Lesae ka chema wandi shaka kali lese ekumulepe alisala kumetia bumi. Anondola, anondola, anondola. Send the greetings. Okay, this we say at the last because that's the time we can send the greetings. So may God richly bless you. Sorry for taking your time. And next time I promise maybe it won't be like this. God bless you as I go upon the path.
Amen. You may be seated, saints. Thank you so much, Pastor Kalamatila, for the ministration. The three processes of a river. So I trust you've been ministered to. Amen. All right, so we should be ending our service now. And like I mentioned, I would love for towards the end of this month for us to have special meetings after the crusade, that is the Lord willing. I'll try to communicate with Pastor James Verem to see how available he is. Now we have a church building. So that means For those who stay far, of course, we'll organize the transportation, and those who can stay within our homes, they'll be most welcome.